KNOM Update News, I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. The recent reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act had many applauding its new protections for LGBT victims and illegal immigrants. All three members of Alaska's congressional delegation supported the bill, but one of the reauthorization's new, more controversial provisions, granting tribal courts jurisdiction over non-natives for domestic violence crimes committed in Indian country, has reopened a long-simmering debate about tribal power in Alaska. Myron Naneg is the president of the Association of Village Council Presidents. He says tribes in the lower 48 are celebrating the new authority they've won. But not in Alaska because, Naneg says, the state does not recognize tribal powers. Senator Murkowski says the state needs to be pushed on the issue of tribal jurisdiction, that the state has for too long feared relinquishing any authority to the tribes. She says she's introducing a plan that would cross-deputize village public safety officers. It would allow them to hand out punishments throughout a village. The plan is being reviewed by both tribal leaders and state officials, and in Murkowski's eyes, it gives the state a chance to see there is nothing to fear in granting tribes more authority. Nome Joint Utility System has fixed the leaking pipes that caused a flood on Front Street Sunday morning. NJUS manager John Handelin says a main waterline separation at 6th and Stedman caused the flood a little after 9 o'clock Sunday morning. NJUS was able to isolate the area, fix the leak, and stop the gushing water by Sunday afternoon. Handelin says the flowing water made Front Street a lake, from State Building to the Wells Fargo Building. Handelin thanked City Public Works and the State Department of Transportation for their assistance in grading the water, making a path, and opening water drains. Niels Hahn is the winner of the 2013 Equinox Sled Dog Race. The inaugural race, hosted by the Nome Kennel Club, ended yesterday at Greg Krushek Avenue in Nome. Hahn finished the 75-mile three-leg trail in 6 hours, 21 minutes, and 25 seconds, and took home $300 for finishing first in each leg of the trail over the three-day race. At last night's informal banquet, Hahn walked away with a check totaling $1,125 for the shortest overall elapsed trail time, as well as the Race Marshal Choice Award for sportsmanship. The rest of the $4,500 purse was split between the five other mushers. Deanna Hacker received $900 in second place with 6 hours, 56 minutes, and 40 seconds on the trail. Roland Trowbridge took third place after being on the trail only 7 minutes longer than Hacker. Kirsten Bay placed fourth with Stephanie Johnson in fifth. Janet Ballis took home the Tin Lantern Award and $400, finishing in 12 hours, 26 minutes, and 20 seconds. Race Marshal Diana Adams says the inaugural race went really well, especially since 6 mushers participated, a number that hasn't been seen since the All-Alaska Sweepstakes was run in 2008. The Nome Kennel Club was started in 1908, and Adams emphasizes it is the oldest sled dog racing club in the world. The last race put on by the club was 5 years ago, and Adams explains the importance of returning to local sled dog racing.
Because it has been a little bit waning lately, I think it's really important to try to rejuvenate it and bring it back up into a more public arena so that people can realize and remember that the Iditarod is not the only dog mushing gig that Nome has going.
Adams says the Nome Kennel Club has discussed getting the Equinox race organized earlier next year in order to invite the Shishmaref Dog Mushing Club, Unalakleet, and Kotzebue, in addition to Iditarod mushers if they opt to stay a week longer in Nome. Adams and the Nome Kennel Club thank Josh Marble, Deb Trowbridge, and Tom Jamgochian for their trail support, Christy Selesky for judging the race, as well as Annie Conger and Mary Watina for volunteering as race timers. The club also shares appreciation for all the sponsors who provided funds for the race purse.
It just all came together, which is actually what Nome is known for. At the last minute, people bring it all together and make things happen.
The Nome Kennel Club encourages mushers and volunteers to participate in the Equinox Sled Dog Race next year. The annual Chamay Festival began in Bethel on Friday evening. The event featured indigenous drum and dance from around the world. Joshua Cunningham has the story in Bethel.
A warm hello is the sentiment that the Chamay name suggests, and that is exactly what an entire high school full of guests received at this year's festival in Bethel.
We want you to leave your troubles behind. We want you to get rid of your troubles. Tonight is the night you're going to heal.
Our culture, our strength is the theme for the 2013 Chamay, with drum and dance groups from all across the state, from Hooper Bay to St. Lawrence Island to the Anchorage-based Emumswa dancers, an Aleutic group led by instructor Lauren Anderson.
Preserving song and dance, there's so many things tied into dance, because some people have a hard time remembering language, but when you put it to song and dance and associate it with motion, it's more reinforces it. Not only that, it makes it fun, and so people are learning about ancestry, history, tradition, language, and it's a healthy activity other than other things you could do. And dancing is all that, all wrapped into one. So we're hopefully we're doing our part to preserve our culture for the next generation.
While the festival featured music from all across the state, the event also celebrated indigenous song and dance from all over the world, including pieces rooted in the Hawaiian Islands to the drum and dance songs of the Afriaska African Caribbean drummers. Chamay 2013 featured a native foods banquet, a Mr. and Mrs. Chamay pageant, as well as storytelling, break dancing, and performances of some less than traditional songs. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Joshua Cunningham.
The price of gold in New York has fallen $12.60, trading at $1,597.60 an ounce. Silver has fallen 4 cents, trading at $28.82 an ounce, and a pound of zinc is at 86 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 has yet to leave Kotzebue. You can track 151 online at alaskaair.com. Unofficially 10 below outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.